Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Why would we play a Roman Anthony highlight? Why not? It is Roman Anthony Day, getting called up to the Boston Red Sox. And this is where little gullible, fat homer Andy that grew up a Red Sox fan comes into play. I was just thinking, Nick Fitzy Stevens, maybe I should go over to my apps and see what kind of juice I can get on a Roman Anthony home run.
A first game dinner?
Yeah.
We don't even know.
Why not?
I mean, if he is driving there, so that video from Katie Morrison O'Day confirming it first before, obviously, the Passons and the everyone else of the world, was posted at 3:52. Roman, and by the way, a really nice car, pulling out of the parking lot. Roman, are you getting called up?
Yep.
So what's the drive? Let's see. With traffic from, it's not going to be that bad coming from Worcester to the city.
Yeah, it'd be fine.
He might be at the ballpark.
Five, quarter past five.
What do you think? He'd be at the ballpark by 5?
I say he pinch hits tonight. I say he doesn't start. I say he pinch hits tonight. We will see him. So Red Sox fans, not just one of you. There's lots of you out there now that Roman Anthony is in the
big
leagues.
Oh, those tickets are gone all of a sudden.
Yeah.
All the extra
tickets
tonight.
Get your ass to Fenway, and you can be a late arriving crowd, because I think you're going to see him pinch hit. That would be my prediction. He pinch hit tonight at some point.
It's not just an acclamation game like, hey, kid, how's this fit?
Because you can get like your cheer. Batting number. What number is he? I don't even know what number he is. Batting number 9. Ted Williams. He's not going to be number 9. I'm very excited. These are the things I love, because, you know, I'm a big believer. Ted Johnson joining the show in a flowery shirt.
How we doing, guys?
Ted, are you a believer in special in sports? Special. Like, when guys are special, you kind of know it right away. And everybody tells me Roman Anthony's special.
Yeah.
If he's special, he'll do something special tonight. There'll be I'm not saying he has to be a home run, but it might just be a hard hit ball, like one of those exit velocity. I think he leads the minor leagues in exit velocity on hits. I'm a bit like LeBron James. When he arrived in Cleveland, I forgot the details, but his first game for the Cavs was like 18 points, 12 rebounds, 7 assists. And you're like, oh, yeah, this high school kid is special. He can play. I think Roman Anthony's special. He will do something tonight if he gets a chance.
Well, that would be something. I'm just looking forward, like, to see how comfortable he looks. You know, if he's – I'm curious to see if he's ready for the bright lights and how that looks and how he kind of – just his overall body language and that kind of thing. So, I would be interested to see if he plays. I mean, do you think they would just put him in just to
pinch
just to bat?
I don't think you can rush him. So I'm guessing the timetable doesn't work for him to get to the park, get dressed, whatever. But if you add those 2 hours of extra time to get ready, go in the cages underneath, get your uniform, your number, everything is set.
It feels like a good time to do it. I mean, you won 2 out of 3 against the Yankees, and you're feeling pretty good. You're riding a little wave of momentum, and so what, you got a 6-game homestand right now. Not the worst time to probably bring him up. If you were going to bring him up, I mean, why not now?
Boys, we're going to want to make sure that we do not miss a single moment, a single second of tonight's game, because per Ken Rosenthal, Roman Anthony isn't just on his way to Fenway. He's not just available for pinch hitting duty. Willier Abreu to the IL, Roman Anthony hitting 5th.
So we had already heard a lineup, though. I thought that included Duran, Campbell, and Rafaela in the outfield. So is
this is
DH-ing?
Per Ken Rosenthal. It's not per. It's not
DH-ing.
Per.
We got a guy DH-ing who'll never do anything but DH.
It's not Ren Kozenthal. Like, I don't think we got played.
Ken Rosenthal was ahead of this curve because he wrote one of his biting Red Sox columns, I believe, today about they can't wait any longer. This is Roman Anthony's time. You got to do it now. But no. So tune in. Listen to Will Fleming tonight, because I can't tell you. Will Fleming's first Roman Anthony home run call is going to be a keeper. Save that for perpetuity.
He's going to look like Stan's dad in that famous shot from South Park.
Oh, my
by
God.
By the computer.
Yes. Oh, my God. He needs joy. That's a guy, I've said it. Will Fleming needs a little bit more joy in his broadcasts. He's going to have some joy when Roman Anthony's
I think you made a good point in the last segment. We said this is it, though. This is the last bullet in the holster right now. So, after you bring up Roman, and if things don't turn around, this team doesn't look like it gets a jolt from his presence, or he can't make enough difference to really in the win loss column, then we're stuck with the ones we're with right now.
Then you start talking about firings and alterations in that sense. But No, this is, and it's funny, this is a good little momentum curve here because you just said it. You go to Yankee Stadium, looked like it could go horribly wrong. You win two games. You're coming back with that momentum. You're at home. You're getting ready. There's going to be a road trip on the horizon, but you're at home in front of your home fans. You bring up Roman Anthony. The lineup is kind of hitting. Guys are kind of falling into place, hitting a little bit. Story, even Campbell is starting to heat up a little bit from the real doldrums of his slump. So I'm just saying, you got a little something here. Now, that can go away quick. Obviously, that can, you know, they could strike out 17 times tonight and lose, and we're all bitching about the same types of things again. But, no, this is fun. We needed this. This is good for early June, and I don't think it's a mistake, or it might not be totally a coincidence that minicamp day is the day this happens. It's like their last grasp for the summer before we lose the summer to the Patriots, before we pass the Boston sports baton to Mike Vrabel and his team and Drake May and everybody caring about, oh, yeah, Drake May's talking. Well, guess who's coming to play at Fenway Park? Roman Anthony.
One last quick note tonight about this as well. The starter for the – wow, it's an interesting-looking dude. Shane Boz on the season 5-3. Got a high whip, decent strikeouts, but a 5 ERA righty. So it just seems like if you're gonna give Roman Anthony a home debut when the Sox desperately need to like ride the momentum from the weekend, this seems like the right time to do it. You know, a lot of guys that talk about like putting him in on the road, Ted, so the expectations of the home fans don't weigh too heavily, like don't want to swing out of your socks, don't want to try to throw a 200-yard touchdown pass. I feel like this is the right move.
Well, we will see. I hope so. I mean, we talked about him coming up. I mean, if it's not now, when, right? If it's not now, I don't know when else you would bring it. So this seems like the most opportune time to bring him in. Look, you got division opponents you're going up against. You can really make some hay in the division. So why not, man? I mean, the guys – This isn't just a local story. This is a Major League Baseball story, the Roman Anthony. People are literally like – I mean, national stories are leading with the best player in AAA is Roman Anthony of the Boston Red Sox, and they are not pulling him up. Right. Why the hell not?
Well, and for a while there, and I'm doing this dry, Dan Ball, I'm not even looking at the document, it was him and Caglione in Kansas City who were the two top prospects. Why aren't they getting called up? KC called up Caglione. Anthony was the lone guy remaining, and now he's in the big leagues. And I'm not going to pretend to totally understand. I even asked Ken Laird to try to explain it to me during the break, this whole Super 2 thing, which date upon which, and it's sort of retroactive because it's compared to other players and their time of call-up. I hope it's not that. Maybe they just felt something needed to play out. I actually don't care. Who cares at this point why it was delayed, right? When you get what you want, just accept that you got what you want. Like, you know, Rich Keefe bitched for his City Connect jersey. Stop bitching and just enjoy that you got a City Connect jersey. We bitched about Roman Anthony forever. Now we have Roman Anthony in the lineup. And Ted, be careful here, because if they go on a run and it's all these young guys that are leading the run, if I see Marcelo Meyer thrown across the diamond,
I'll say you're right, buddy.
Campbell, and they take over.
Yeah.
Now they're going to need a little help because
they need to play. I'm just saying, like as far as taking leadership roles, I don't see that. But they need to. They need to, be good players out there,
and they will be. My one concern is what we were just talking about, Roman Anthony. Unless I'm wrong, doesn't have the ability to pitch. He's not Shohei Ohtani.
I don't think so.
So he can hit.
Yep.
But he's not going to be the guy that pitches the first inning and they could be down 6-0 because Giolito's pitching or because Walker Buehler's pitching. So unless they're just going straight beer league softball and they're going like, we're going to outscore everybody. We're going to win every game 10-8, 11-9.
It's not a Giolito night,
whatever.
Is it?
I believe it is a Giolito.
Oh, I want to hide under the covers. Oh, God.
Oh, it's Bayo night.
Well,
that doesn't
give me much more confidence.
If it's not Crochet, I have my questions, regardless of who the other four or five that you're going to roll out there. But we should be excited. Roman Anthony is on the Boston Red Sox in the lineup batting fifth, which that tells you something right there about him in a good way and about your team kind of in a bad way, that the guy gets called up and right into the five spot.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, he'll be batting fourth soon. He will be your cleanup hitter sometime soon because that's what they've done with all these young guys, these rookies. But Ted Johnson's here. We'll continue to take your phone call, 617-779-7937. Are you excited about Roman Anthony being up, which I think the answer has to be yes, but are you worried about what we said? This is kind of playing your last chip, and if this doesn't work out, then...
What levers do you have after this? No more levers to pull.
Not
so this
much.
Is the last lever that you are going to pull. There's 20 games until the trade deadline. This is, to me, this is like a little bit of an early kind of trade deadline move in a sense, right? I mean,
it's an addition.
You're getting somebody that you think is going to be help your team in a big way. So it has that feel of like a big trade at the trade deadline. So, you know, if they can do something, make this look like a season in the next 20 games, then maybe they do something, you know, worthy and meaningful at the trade deadline in about a month and a half.
Ted, before we get to your initial thoughts and takeaways from Patriots practice, I looked down. I hadn't been looking at the call screener, and the first call I see is Tom from Framingham. So we're excited about Roman Anthony. How do you feel, Tom?
Oh, guys. So, obviously this year, like, the season isn't going as planned. I mean, players, like, are underperforming. I think that Christian Campbell, he was hot at the beginning. He's just doing okay and maybe coming out of it. Meyer, really, I wasn't, I'm not too excited about how he's been playing. However, I think bringing up Anthony, yes, things could go very well, but if things go bad with Roman, this season could be over extremely quick and a lot quicker. If we do end up, if he is going to be in the lineup like this year, and he's underperforming, so I'm just a little bit nervous about it.
All right, don't be such a scaredy cat. It could go well. I know I'm Mr., when things could go either way, it's 50-50.
You could have just said pessimism.
Okay. But, Roman Anthony got called up. This is not the time, Fitzy,
this is good news
for pessimism.
Right.
No.
In 2 weeks, if he's struggling, we'll cross that bridge when we get there. But tonight, you should not be saying, it's a bad idea. So you just want him to continue to hit 500-foot home runs an hour west of Boston instead of seeing how far a ball that travels 500 feet would look at Fenway Park.
And how about this, Ted? This tweeted out just moments ago by @FenwayPark. Today is the 79th anniversary to the day of Ted Williams hitting the longest home run in Fenway Park history.
See, he's going to hit the red seat.
Wow, come on. It's all coming together,
Red seat. Sit in it tonight.
Come on, let me be excited for a minute. I feel like there's a childlike excitement to this.
With your
this
glove out and just let it fall right into your lap because that's where it's coming. Let's go back to the phone line, 617-779-7937. This is more the mentality you should have. Keegan in Rhode Island, what are your thoughts on the Anthony call-up?
I'm thrilled. I couldn't be more excited. I think everyone should feel that way. Yeah, I mean, you might get a little nervous if things don't go well, but you can't think that way. I mean, this is the momentum builder that we need. Coming off the series win in New York, I mean, this is exactly what you have to do if you want to be playing baseball late in the season.
All right, thanks for the call, Keegan. And even better from my perspective, Ted, they scored how many runs over three games?
27.
So they scored 27 runs.
Yeah.
So you took 2 of 3 from the Yankees.
Correct.
So they found a spot where he's supposed to be the savior, but it's not like they just got shut out in 2 of 3 games, got swept by the Yankees, couldn't hit, couldn't score. The lineup has actually been putting some hits together, some innings together, some crooked numbers together, so he can kind of fit into that more than white horse. Yeah, he doesn't have to be the savior, right?
Let's hope because, series to series, we've seen how the Red Sox bats can get hot and cold. And so that's, what I think part of the excitement is like, look, it's almost like this is the future of the Red Sox. It's not like this is, you want this season to mean something. Of course, him come in and turn things around. But it's also just he's a kind of signifies how bright the future is for the Red Sox. And so, I don't know. I mean, there's even though the season hasn't been what a lot of us thought it would be, the fact they spent money, the fact that they're bringing up the young guys is such a different way of doing things for them in the last few years. And so I think it makes you want to be invested in this team, that they're actually doing things they haven't for years. They're finally doing them now.
And more than that, Fitzy, what's that one word I always use for professional sports that the manager...
Entertain me.
Tonight just became a thoroughly entertaining baseball game.
Ratings on television as well, and most especially on the WEEI Red Sox Radio Network, should be through the roof. I don't expect Arcan to be able to sit during the entire pregame.
And he cannot yell at you about this. He can't be... We had the one negative call who's like, but what if he stinks? Okay, what if he stinks? Whatever, we'll deal with that. Arcan's going to be excited. I know it, because his passion can be positive at times.
Yes, it can. And also, the Red Sox did, as of last week, have 6 of the top 100 prospects in baseball. Now they only have five. Yeah. Oh, boo-hoo, because guess what? The top prospect in the entirety of Major League Baseball is batting fifth against a guy with a 5 ERA on a night that is perfectly tailor-made for dingers.
Absolutely. No, I will be checking my app later. I am taking a Roman Anthony home run tonight. I think there's
any
time
ding
juice
dong
on that. Anytime mm-hmm. Roman Anthony home run. That if I were doing the Mass Mutual
two
pregame show, that would be my lock of the night. It would be the Roman Anthony anytime home run because he is special. I firmly believe he is special.
First pitch he sees is a piece of junk on the outside that he swings.
Oh yeah, he might
out of his
Casey
shoes
at the bat fall down and yeah. No. He's still young, but this should be fun. Another side note: that car you liked, Fitzy, that he was driving mm-hmm. is what I could have driven in Green Bay if Ted hadn't chosen the minivan was something like what Roman Anthony is driving to Fenway
like that,
Park.
That gunmetal like gray yeah, Audi.
It was a little different, but it was a nice fancy souped up car like
that.
How's
going to fit in
but
that?
Vroom, vroom, and some woman
hey,
would have no been
regrets,
asking me to
though. You enjoyed that minivan.
I did enjoy
that was
the
a
minivan.
Good time.
617-779-7937. Let's go to Matt in Connecticut. What are your thoughts on the Anthony call-up, Matt?
What's going on, boys? Hey. I think it's exactly what we need to spark the boys.
Yeah.
And as Dan Ball's college roommate, I know he loves it too, man. So I was in the Bronx last night. There's no better time, right? You beat the Yankees in the Bronx. Let's spark the boys. Let's do it.
Wait, well, before you go, Matt, what kind of a roommate was Dan Ball in college?
Embarrassing stories, please.
Yep.
Let's go.
Smell funny, fart a lot.
Yeah.
What
didn't
do
his dishes, brought home like three girls a night.
Tasty women.
Weird sounds in the shower.
Dan Ball and I were great roommates. He's a clean roommate. He takes early showers, which was always appreciated. And look, did we think we were cooler than we really were? Probably.
Yeah, he still does. Thanks
I can
for the
see
call,
Dan
Matt.
Being a great, great roommate.
Absolutely,
oh, yeah. Very considerate.
A little OCD, almost everything's got to yes. have a place. I bet, and
but
clean.
Also not too assertive. He can kind of fit in with the way the rest of the apartment or a dorm setting works. Mm-hmm. Dan, I saw you make a face back there. Were you not happy to find out your roommate was on the phone?
So he had mentioned he did go to the game last night. He mentioned, hey, I might call in and say something, but I had forgotten about that. So it was extreme embarrassment that we were seeing on my face.
Well, he did call in, but he didn't embarrass you.
What, remind me again, what's a school?
Quinnipiac.
Ah, that's right. Okay, right? Gotcha.
Yeah, nice.
Very cool.
Him and Brian.
Great school for nursing.
Okay.
That's where my wife went. It's where a lot of people, it's a very popular school,
it is a popular school
these
school
days. Yeah. Let's go back to the phone line, squeeze in one more call, 617-779-7937. Matt in Haverhill. What's up, Matt?
Hey, how's it going, guys? I'm absolutely ecstatic about this call-up. And as also on a side note, as a wrestling fan, I want to get everyone at Fenway, when he comes up, to put up the ones to acknowledge our new tribal chief, Roman Anthony.
Acknowledge me.
Thanks
yes,
for calling,
Matt. Stanley, well done. Bet you were waiting for that. I love that.
Did he tell you? Were you set up for that?
I'm just that good, Andy.
That is pretty good right there.
That was well done.
What's
his
walk-up song? Do we know?
Roman Reigns? Roman Reigns.
It needs to be Roman Reigns.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Do we know if that is it, or do we just, that's what
not,
it should be?
Do you know what, yeah, okay, you're going to look it up?
Yeah.
We'll effort that during
we'll
the
We'll have Roman Reigns' walk-up song next here on WEEI Afternoons. We'll also have Ted Johnson's thoughts from Patriots minicamp, where I promised you a bunch of legal pads full of notes, and I'm sure he will deliver. We'll have to get his take on Efton Chisholm III, among others. That's next here on WEEI Afternoons. But next, Dan Ball, who's a great roommate, has what's trending.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
That's right. Roman Anthony has been called up. Roman Anthony is driving his fancy car from Worcester to Boston as we speak.
Acknowledge me.
If you're listening, Roman, good luck tonight. We do acknowledge you. The one question we have, Roman, as we're getting bits and pieces of information here is, are you indeed in the lineup? Are you indeed batting fifth, as Ken Rosenthal has reported? Are you going to play left field? Have you ever taken balls off the Green Monster? How many chances have... Fitzy, grow up. I'm talking baseball at Fenway Park. And are you worried that you're going to be rushed a little bit here? Because
yeah.
I'm running the numbers in my head like he's probably still in his car. It's 4:30.
He's definitely listening, by the way.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy.
P1.
Good luck
hey.
Tonight.
Are you worried, or is this one of those you're special like I think you are, just throw you out there, it's baseball, what could happen? Because I just want to warn you, there's a wall there, it's close to you, there's a ladder on it, it can bounce funny. Just get rid of the ball quickly, barehanded if it's on a high hop. I've watched enough of this to give you a little bit of an advice. And hit a home run, and everybody will forget about your defense if you hit a home run. Yeah. Is that fair?
So he's playing, he's hitting fifth, right?
That is the report from Ken Rosenthal.
What was the original lineup? Who was hitting fifth? Do we know? Because the original lineup was already out. I heard you guys talking about it.
Yeah, because that's the other thing. We now seemingly have four outfielders for three outfield positions. If Roman Anthony's in left, Duran was in left, and Campbell was in center, and Raffaello was in right, something doesn't really
I would prefer him to play the field, too. I don't there's something about just putting him out there just to hit.
He won't do that because Rafi says, no, that's my job. No, I'm the one who just hits.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, Devers is playing right tonight. Tonight, all of a sudden, Anthony gets called up, and he's like, oh, wherever you need me to play, coach, you got it.
Did you guys find something?
So we do have confirmation. Cora confirmed that he is indeed batting fifth. I do not have confirmation yet exactly how the defensive lineup will fit, but I enjoy the fact that he is in the lineup and batting fifth. I am legitimately excited about a Red Sox-Rays game on a Monday night when the team is in fourth place and still nine games
out. The Rays are a good team. I mean, they're five games over 500.
We'll find out.
They're a hell of a lot better than.
Are they ready to face?
Funny what happens when you win a bunch of one-run games as opposed to losing all of them.
That's
where the Red Sox.
You know how you can win one-run games? Hit 500-foot home runs.
Dingers.
You know, you just go, please, Bayo, just can we make it a game? Can we just make it a game? You just don't want it to be over before it starts. You know, the three-game series against the Yankees, half of the Yankees runs, I think they had 25 runs in that three-game set. Half of them were in the first two innings. So it's like, can we give at least this team a chance with Roman coming up to be in this game early? That's what I would be concerned about is the, you know, obviously the starting pitching has been a big question here.
Ted, I said it earlier, and I'm sure you've had a coach that said this, something to the effect of you can't win a game in the first quarter, but
sure
you can lose
it.
That's how the Red Sox feel right now. You can't win a game in the first or second inning, but it feels like you can lose it because you've been clawing back and getting within a couple runs, and then it's just not quite enough after you gave up six or seven in the first couple innings.
It's so exciting. Like, television's behind us. Like, they're all cutting breaking news in Boston.
Roman Anthony
called up to the Red Sox. Like, this is a moment. I don't know how many tickets were sold prior to 3:45 p.m. when the news broke. That place is going to be jammed tonight.
Oh yeah, no. This is a big night.
Will be running to like the your sons of the world who can get there on time are probably just like on their app buying tickets.
Looking
right
for
now.
Tickets.
We going to the game tonight, boys?
No.
Are the Mike Thomas tickets? The boss man.
I don't know.
Maybe tomorrow night. Maybe Wednesday night.
Tell you one thing. I'm going home and throwing on my City Connect jersey.
Me too. Sitting by the fire, getting the old iPad out. Yep. And boom, watching
Couple
this
Millers.
Game. We'll continue to weave in your phone calls, 617-779-7937. Are you like most of us and excited that Roman Anthony is finally called up? Are you like that one guy, the first guy, Tom, we talked to, who was like, this is a bad thing, you're going to break him? You have that negative slant with this.
I have heard that, though.
Yeah, I mean,
I have heard some people say that this isn't the team that you bring them up. They're not ready. It's look what happens to Christian Campbell.
No.
Marcelo Meyer isn't playing every single day. Is this the good idea?
Yes, it is.
Please, are you kidding me?
Ted, you know me. We've been working together long enough. Yeah. I'm usually the skeptic, the cynic. If there's an either or, I look at it from a certain perspective. This is the time for Roman Anthony. There is no downside to bringing him up that wouldn't be a downside another time. Because you could wait a year. Let's just pretend you waited a year. He could still suck when he gets here, right? Like, he can dominate AAA. It happens. But the reality is he's a really talented player who most people think is going to be a star. Add him to your lineup and see what happens. Worst case scenario, get his slump out of the way. Get his rough start out of the way. Get whatever your growth spurt out of the way. Get the book out there early. So start the process.
When I was down in Houston, similar type vibes when they brought up Alex Bregman for the first time, I believe, in 2016. The hype train was real, and they brought him up, and everybody's questioning whether or not they should be doing that because they hadn't started being a good team yet. And he went 0-for-32 in his first 32 at bats, Alex Bregman,
and turned out okay.
Turned out fine. So even if there's a rough, even if he's not special the first game or two or ten, he has special traits, and we know he's. He's a great baseball player, and he'll be fine. It's just it might take a little bit of time.
Andy. Update from Lou Maloney on Twitter. Sounds like Roman Anthony will be playing right field tonight.
Correct.
Which, okay, my same questions about left field translate to right field, which is harder to play. And
where do you think he would potentially have a more catastrophic error? Or
right field. Right field can embarrass
you. The monster's impossible.
Yeah. Right field at Fenway Park.
Wonky, that right
you ever
field.
See when it gets a, it's like a puck on the boards
around.
And it just goes?
Yeah, of course.
Those
yeah.
are called inside the park home runs.
Do you ever see where guys are like, no, I know where this carom's going. Oh, no, it went over my head.
Yeah, but it's so
head.
Short. If it, even if you miss
you can
it.
Can recover
it
quickly.
No,
sure.
It rolls to the shortstop. You're so close. If it gets by you in right field at Fenway Park, the center fielder is too far away. The only person that can help you is some drunk guy in the stands who maybe can reach over and pick it up and save your ass and get himself kicked out of the ballpark because it gets rolling and you're like, right field can be a tough spot to play at Fenway Park, but I'm not going down that road of Tom and anybody else who's negative. This is a special player. So now not only is he going to hit a home run, he's going to throw somebody out at third base.
What
right
easy, Dweezy, like, so he's going to have Mookie Betts' cannon.
Special don't take nights off.
He's going to be Daniel Nava and just hit a home run in his debut.
Yep. He's going to do
wow.
Lou Maloney. Didn't Lou do that?
He did too.
Yeah. He's the second
coming of Lou Maloney.
Not you sure. start I yourself. Really love Lou, and mm-hmm. therefore I'm going to not finish
Funny
that
how
sentence.
I see where that was going.
So we'll continue to take your calls, your reactions. It is Roman Anthony Day at Fenway Park. Called up, batting fifth, and apparently playing right field for the Red Sox. But Ted Johnson was down at Patriots minicamp. Ted Johnson, the very first thing you would say if I said, what was your reaction to Patriots minicamp today? What is it?
I would say it was energetic and efficient and I just well-run practice. So my biggest thing I wanted to look for is just the overall tempo. How did it move from drill to drill? How did it look? They ran a lot of plays in team, and I like that. It just looked like a professional operation. So I like that there was a lot of plays. I'll be honest, it wasn't the most exciting practice in the world. Clearly, without pads, I thought the tempo might be a tick higher. But I sometimes forget. Even without pads, it's hard to really compete like you really want to. But I thought the offense had a pretty good day. I thought Drake had a good day. There was a very, very nice touchdown pass to Kevin Williams right down the middle in cover two, right
Kyle
over
Williams.
The middle linebacker.
Mm-hmm. Kyle Williams.
Excuse me.
Yes.
Well, you said you didn't know the names of all the receivers.
Kyle Williams.
I know him.
Excuse me. And it was a beautiful pass. Unfortunately, it was from Dobbs and not Drake May. But I saw a lot of passes being caught in the short to in the intermediate levels, which was good. A big focus on the slot receiver, that being DeMario Douglas.
Okay.
Was very active in the slot, which was great. And then the running backs, I thought did look pretty good in the red zone. A couple of H angle touchdowns on the middle linebacker right there. And so that was good to see from the running backs. Ramondre Stevens had an H-angle touchdown. Travion Henderson had an H-angle touchdown. So, and then to your point, I heard you earlier say there was a lot of guys. I mean, I'm looking at this sheet, and I don't know who the hell
it's
half
unreal.
Of these guys are. You know what's interesting that it jumped out at me, though, is there's still one of the things that's of the position group that has the most holdover from the previous regimes are the DBs.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of corners and safeties that are still here.
Marcus Jones, Alex Austin.
Keep going. I mean,
yeah.
Isaiah.
Kyle Duggar.
Isaiah.
Yeah. Bolden, we forgot about him because he had that terrible neck injury.
He had a pick
ago.
Six.
Yep.
It was a terrible decision by, I believe it was Josh Dobbs, out in the flat. Whew. But just Epps. Who else? I mean, Marte Mapu. Jabril Peppers,
Craig Woodson,
Del Pettis, like a lot of these kind of like guys that were developmental guys that you just didn't think maybe would have a job here very long are still here and still producing, and so they're high on those safeties and DBs. So that was something that jumped out. I really like the tandem of Carlton Davis and Christian Barmore. Christian Gonzalez. So those two guys kind of jumped out at me a little bit. Christian Gonzalez looking pretty good. to me.
A little bigger.
A little bigger, a little thicker.
Yep. First thing I noticed.
Is anyone anxious about, like, if he puts on 15 pounds of muscle, is that going to affect his top end speed?
15's probably strong.
10? It's okay. Yeah, I think they're fine.
It's all right.
I will say this. The defense, very, very multiple. A lot of communication, a lot of moving around, a lot of stimming. The defensive line. So the line is in one alignment, and then they yell move, and then they jump to another alignment right before the snap. It just seemed like the communication was good, the timing was good, and so I feel like the defense might be more legit than we've been given a credit.
Are you listening to my 3-point stance?
I was.
About the defense?
Why are we not talking more about the defense?
Yeah. Yeah, I think, like, Braves,
because we tried to earlier, and then you got all zippity about the Mina Kimes stuff. Like, oh, I was told last year they were going to be great, and now I'm anxious about getting out over the skis again.
Yeah, but now he's seen it for himself.
Well, there's some
today,
truth to
that's
that.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I did leave Christian Gonzalez viewing him. Christian Gonzalez is a superstar.
Yeah.
He's just a superstar. Yeah. Like, he oozes whatever you want to call it.
He's different, but he's awesome.
But I don't even know that he's different. Like, he has natural superstar qualities to him, physically, emotionally, the whole thing.
His, you know what I love is his when he plants his back foot and breaks on the ball. It is he closes that distance as fast as you'll see any DB. One big thing I want to mention, I heard you say this too, Andy, was Steph. So you look at the receiver group, and if you didn't know any names, you know, there's no names on the back. But if you didn't know what number Steph Diggs, you'd say, I think that 8 is the alpha. Who's the alpha?
Yes.
He was first in line. He was the first in every drill. He was talking to all the guys. And I can see there's a little budding relationship between him and DeMario Douglas. They're starting to be pretty tight. So DeMario Douglas, a little bit more confident and stood out to me more than he has in the previous past two seasons. So that's a good sign for him.
I heard, and we'll re-rack it again in the 5 o'clock hour, in your interview with Mike Vrabel down there today, you mentioned Robert Spillane. There's got to be a reason. It can't just be like, oh, hey, how's that new middle linebacker working out? Everything. I won't say he's reached Efton Chisholm levels of, like, dominating the timeline, but I keep reading, your new favorite Patriot player is going to be blank, or Pats fans get ready to fall in love each and every Sunday with Robert Spillane.
Well, he's closer to Bregman than he is Chisholm. Chisholm is
correct. No, but that's actually
Spillane has been a really
comp.
Good NFL linebacker for the last few years, who I think is going to come here and do and say all the right
championships,
things.
That's all.
Lead, be like Saint Spillane.
He's the guy I don't think you bring off the field. I think he's guy that you just leave on there three downs, and he can do multiple things. That was good to see.
Captain potential.
That's my guess.
Yeah, he absolutely has captain
Put
potential
money in the, yeah.
to
That's
replace. And I don't want to be disrespectful, but I think he has a more modern Mike Vrabel defensive feel than Juwan Bentley, the outgoing middle linebacker captain guy, fit for Bill Belichick and fit for a time period. Yep. And now you've upgraded that model to make more sense for the coach and the scheme.
I mean, I'll say this, even though he's probably a better coverage guy than the middle linebackers they've had in the past. DeMario did get him on a little option route in the red zone. It happens to every middle linebacker.
That's a tough matchup.
It's a brutal cover.
Yeah.
But that's what they're going to be asking him to do.
But nobody can do
dime.
That. There's nobody in the league that can do that with consistency. The guy on the 49ers, there's two or three of them, and they usually make
Fred Warner.
$80 or $90 million.
Yeah, Fred Warner, maybe.
Yeah.
There's not a lot. You're right.
It's very difficult. And those drills even are worse. Like, when you do it in practice in shorts, there's even more of an advantage for the freaking little slot receiver.
Can I give you one more little nug? You know what I liked on offense? I like that Drake May was, hey, go here, move there, check, over here. There was multiple looks. It wasn't just line up and run a play like we saw a little bit last year. It was multiple formations, multiple personnel groups. There were motions back and forth. It forced the defense to really communicate, but it was impressive to see. And then it was fake here, open up this way, boom, hit the slant on the backside. More of an advanced offense you'll see from Josh McDaniels, and it showed today with Drake May.
Coming up here on WEEI Afternoons, we've booked Rob Bradford. He's going to join us in the very next segment to talk about Roman Anthony getting called up. And we also have some Bradfo audio. He talked to Marcelo Meyer for the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast about Roman Anthony getting called up. So a whole lot of Bradfo contributing to WEEI Afternoons.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Noon's up next. Indeed a good day for Roman Anthony and the Boston Red Sox. Called up, batting fifth, playing right field. And is there any better person to talk about it than the guy you just heard interviewing, Marcelo Meyer? Joining us on the phone lines now is our pal, Rob Bradford. Rob, how excited are you for Roman Anthony to be making his debut tonight?
I'm excited. It's fun that our long ordeal is finally over, right? we can stop talking about it a little bit. So let's turn the page, and now we figure out, hey, you know, either why he's red hot or why he's struggling like we do with Marcelo Meyer and all these other guys. But, yeah, I don't remember, you know, we lived the life of Mookie Betts and Xander Bogaerts and everything else, but I don't remember a guy, a prospect, where every single day that it was pretty much the lead story of why he wasn't up here. But that's what happens when you're the number one prospect in baseball, and that's what happens when you have a team that's not doing well.
Bradfo, my cynicism, though, it's being reported, I believe this is accurate, he'll be batting fifth and playing right field. Should I be concerned that he's been just thrown to right field at Fenway Park? Is there any concern there?
No, Alex Cora just explained that they didn't want to put him in left, even though he's been playing a ton of left, because of the wall. There's no wall, and there's no left field wall, Fenway left field wall in Worcester. So without really, you know, he's obviously, he does have his car key, so that's good. That's a step in the right direction. But he is going to make it here. He is going to, like you said, he's going to hit fifth. But still, I mean, he hasn't played at Fenway. So that's why they said, you go play it right. It's a little more conventional, even though there's a lot of area to cover.
So was it, Bradfo, do you believe it was just the Willie Abreu injury going to the IL? Obviously, we talked a lot about an outfielder needing to go down to call him up. And when they call him up, as people like Lou have said, there's no sending him back down. Or was it the 500-foot grand slam this weekend, or a combination of both that has put a jolt into all of us?
No, I mean, I think the 497-foot grand slam was a nice little, you know, punctuation, and it made for great stories, and it made for a reminder, like everybody was saying, like, what is this guy being still in the minors for? But I think that this just sort of forced their hand, honestly, Fitzy. I mean, it just forced their hand a little bit, because, you know, they can keep saying, well, he had to work on things. Well, you know, everybody in baseball knew that, yeah, he'd need to work on things, sure, but everybody needs to work on things, and he had less to work on than anybody. If you want to talk about working on things, I mean, look at Christian Campbell, how many things that he had to work on, and he's in the major leagues. So I think that it was they were trying to find a spot for him. They didn't want to put Rafaela in the infield, which to me would have made the most sense. And if they weren't going to be willing to do that, there wasn't a spot in the outfield. Now there is. So to come back to your question, I just think it sort of forced their hand a little bit.
Hey Rob, all three young guns it's June 9th, are in the lineup. Marcelo Meyer, Campbell, and now Roman Anthony. Did you think they would all be up sooner than this? Did you think, I mean, in spring training, it felt like maybe they at all would be in the big club to start with. Are you surprised it's taken this long to get all three of them up here? Or is this about what you expected?
You know, it's a good question, but it's hard to remember, and it's hard to be realistic about, like, because we've been talking for a month about how Meyer and more than a month, about how Meyer and Anthony were part of the solution to their problems. But I think that, you know, you talk about what my expectations were. It was probably right around now, but the difference was I thought they were going to be good. I thought that this team was going to be 10 games over 500, and because they were 10 games over 500, all these things that they had planned were going to work. So there wasn't necessarily going to be a spot for the Myers of the world or the Anthony's of the world to sort of be dropped into. But that conversation changed, like I said, about a month ago. So I'm surprised that it took so long now. But if you asked me at the end of March, I was like, yeah, you know, this is probably about right.
Rob Bradford, the host of Baseball Isn't Boring podcast. You can get it on the Odyssey app or anywhere you get your podcasts. Rob, I've been having this little back and forth with Ted Johnson. I looped in Lou Maloney and Will Fleming a little bit. With all the struggles the Red Sox have had, I've been an advocate for maybe the young guys can just, they don't know what they don't know. Maybe they can take on not only an on-field role, but even like a spark leadership type role. Is there any chance that this town and this team gets sort of taken by storm by Meyer, Campbell, Anthony, and we just have one of these fun youth movements?
Yeah, well, that's what we hope for. There's nothing nothing that a city like, I mean, honestly, like, there's nothing a city loves more than the youth movement. You know, to use the analogy to the Patriots, I mean, Drake May hasn't done hardly anything, and everyone's excited. You know why? Because he's young. He presents, like, the promise of what might be. And we've seen this time plenty of times with the Red Sox. But, Andy, I think the biggest thing with this team, I think you're right. I mean, they need jumper cables. And I keep using that term, but it's the best one I can come up with, is that they need jumper cables. You can't keep rolling out the same thing over and over and over again. When you haven't had a win streak of more than two games, two in a row since the end of April, and just expect that it's all of a sudden going to turn, something needed to be done. And I think that something like this, I've seen it before. Yeah, you know, this sometimes you just take off. I've also seen it the other way, where, you know, a guy comes up and he might struggle. We've seen Jackson Holliday, he came up with the Orioles last year, went 1-for-40. So there's no guarantee here, but for the state of this team right now, I absolutely buy into what you're selling when it comes to, like, the giving the town, giving the team, giving the clubhouse a little something to push it along.
Oh, the jolt is real, Bradfoe. Now, let's get into tonight real quick, just for everyone that's going to be watching and especially listening on the Red Sox radio network here. Shane Boz, pitcher for Tampa, 5-3 with a 5 ERA, right-hander. What should Roman Anthony be expecting a heavy diet of tonight?
He's good, man. Like, he's a good pitcher. And here's a weird thing about Tampa. So Tampa, you go back to the middle of May, they're the best team in baseball. And the other thing is, remember, they were the team that always had openers. And, mm-hmm. and you look up total innings pitched for starters, and they would always bring down the average for Major League Baseball because they were just running out openers all over the place. Right now, they are tied for first for the most innings out of their starters. They are completely flipped the script, and Boz is a perfect example of that. The guy pitching tomorrow, Pepio, who came over in the glass now trade, he's another example of that. What I'm saying is that, like, we can get excited about Roman Anthony, but they got to win. And these are no layup games. I mean, the Rays are really good, and the Yankees right behind them are really good. Then you go on the West Coast.
Rob, the three-game set that they had against the Yankees, the bats came alive with 27 runs in three games. I mean, hell, they gave up 23. But still, the offense, the bats looked hot. You know, guys like Toro and Story, Narvaez were just ripping the ball. Did you learn anything? I mean, is this offense sustainable in that Yankees series, or was that just an anomaly? Did you think the offense maybe made a turn in that series?
And yeah, I don't know if I would say it made a turn, because it's a couple games, and we can't forget that they really, really had struggled. I mean, they had a lot of these games of one and two runs. But, you know, you can't ignore what they did in New York. I mean, I think that, and I wrote this, I said, it's hard. You know, hyperbole is so easy in a Major League Baseball season, and then the next day it completely turns. But I did think that that was, for them, the biggest win that they've had so far, because you had to win a series, and you did it not against the Scorbinis of Saturday, but you did it against one of the best pitchers in the American League, and you did it against the A team of the Yankees. So yeah, so I do think that you've got to give them credit. And I also think you've got to give the Toros of the world and the Romy Gonzalez's of the world credit. I mean, until they stop hitting, they're part of the solution, not part of the problem. So I don't know if this is going to be a good test for them, because the Rays always pitch. And you can't just say, hey, you know, lower the 25-point basket, Roman Anthony's going to win the game. I don't know if you ever did that in wiffle ball, where you had, if you hit the flagpole, automatic win of the game. Yeah, no, that's not happening this time.
All right, Bradfoe, enjoy the game tonight. I know, for one thing, the entertainment value of this game went up a couple notches. And I also have this theory: if he's truly special, he's going to hit a home run. So if anybody wants to go sprinkle a little something,
he's not special, huh?
Yep, special comes right out the gates.
We're getting Joe Castiglione in the car right now to give him the Daniel Nava treatment.
I love it.
Let's go.
Yeah. All right, we'll talk to you, Bradfoe.
Thanks,
enjoy the game. See you,
Rob.
Rob Bradford, baseball isn't boring. podcast, joining us here on WEEI Afternoons. Up next in the 5 o'clock hour, we'll continue to sprinkle in your phone calls. Roman Anthony is with the Red Sox, right field, batting fifth. His debut tonight at Fenway Park. You'll be able to hear it here on WEEI with Christian Arcan doing the Mass Mutual pregame show. I'm interested to get his take on it. But we'll also continue to sprinkle in some of the notes and nuggets from Patriots minicamp down in Foxborough. Ted Johnson was there. And if you missed his interview with Mike Vrabel, we'll re-rack that as well. So a lot of Red Sox Patriots in the 5 o'clock hour here on WEEI Afternoons.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.